ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nata Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are, Baruch Hashem, nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated Shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Lomdim. Please email siyum@shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
Mura Daf Yud Gimel. One of the dinim mentioned in the Mishnah back on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph is the din of Ein Truma Achar Truma. And here in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says this is really totally in a Machlokes Tanoim. The Gemara brings a three-way Machlokes Tanoim in a case where there are two Shutfin, and one was Terim after the other. The Shita of Rabbi Lezer is Trumas Shneim Truma. Both of their Trumas are Chal. Rabbi Kiva says Ein Trumas Shneim Truma, which as we'll see in a moment is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, had to understand the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. And the Chacham, our third Shita, Im Tarim Harishim Kishir, which Rashi explains means that he was Tarim Echon Michamishim, Ein Trumas Hasheni Truma. Vim Loi Tarim Kishir, then Trumas Hasheni Truma. And what Agma is trying to say is that Am Mishnah fits with the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, because Am Mishnah's mashmah that in all cases Ein Truma Achar Truma does not differentiate between how much of a shear the first one was Tarim, therefore it cannot fit with the Chachamim, and it definitely cannot fit with Rabbi Eliezer either. The only Shita that it can fit with is the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. Now the gist that we have in Er Gemar is Ditnan, that the Gemara seems to be quoting a Mishnah. We'll see soon that Taisus and Dibur Maschil Rabbi Kiva quotes a Mishnah in Truma Paragimel Mishnah Gimel, which is very similar to our Mishnah. However, the Shitas of the Tanam are different over there. Rabbi Kiva in that Mishnah says differently from that which is brought over here in Er Gemar from Rabbi Kiva, and Taisus explains why it's not a Stira. But upon the way Taisus learns, Er Gemar does not mean to be quoting that Mishnah, therefore we have to be gersed in the Gemara Ditanya instead of Ditnan. And Nagoy Sagro, however, over here in Ois Gimel, he understands that the Gemara does mean to be quoting that Mishnah. It's just the names of Tanan which were switched, that's the discrepancy. But according to that Al-Kaponim, the correct Girsa would be Ditnan. So what exactly is the Machlokes Tanan, the way Agmar brings it? So Rashi over here explains that Rabbi Lezer holds Trumas Shneim Truma, Loshna Rashi is Shareh L'Shneim Chelik Boy. Since both of them have a Chelik in the Peiris, therefore both of them could be Mafish Truma. And the Shittim Gretzes over here in Ois Tezvov, on that Rashi, he says, V'kol Echa Torim B'Shvil Atzmai. Each one, when he's Torim, he's really being Torim for his chik that he has in the Peiris. Therefore, both of them could be Torim. Each one was Torim for half of the Peiris. Now, Taisus here as well, in Dibur Maschal Mas Nisan, and this Taisus is going Alderich Rashi, Taisus explains, the Kivin D'Shneim Yeshlem Chelik Boy, since both of them have a share of the Peiris, both of their Hafreshos Truma works. And Taisus continues, and he says, V'hod Ma'atinon Mi'atem V'loi Shutzvim. He quotes the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph that says, from the word Atem, which is written in the parasha of Truma, the lashon of the pasuk over there is Kein Tarimu Gam Atem, and from there we learn Atem Veloy Shutfim. Taisus explains, Hainu L'inyan Dekol Shumasan Inya Truma. That Gemara means that if one Shutif is Mafish Truma on behalf of both Shutfim, it doesn't work without the consent of his Shutif. However, Taisus says, Avo Mixas Shumasi Shelzeh, O Mixas Shelzeh Havi Truma, each one can be Mafish Truma for his Chelik of the Paris that he has. And the Mashmois of Taisus, this is the way the Achronim understand, that when we say that both of their Trumas are Chal, according to Rabbi Eliezer, so if Reuven was Mafrish 2 pounds of Peiris out of 100 pounds that they had, he was Mafrish 1/50, so really only 1 pound is Chal under the Shem Truma, since he tried to be Mafrish from all of the Peiris that he cannot do, he can only be Mafrish for his Chalik in the Peiris, so only on 1 pound is the Chal of Shem Truma. And the same Shimon as well, he also, if he's Mafrish 2 pounds, only 1 pound is Chal. This is the Mashmais of Taisus over here, the only miktas of each one's Truma is actually Chal. So this is the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. What does Rebbe Kiva hold? Ein Trumas Shneim Truma. So Rashi over here explains this means, in Dibur Maschil Ein Trumas Shneim Truma, Vafilu Shal Rishain. Even the first one's Truma is not Chal. The Kivin the Chazra Shaini Vitaram, Goli Adaitid Le Nichli Vitruma Sarishain. Vahavli Rishain Terim Shle Midas Vachain Shaini. Since the second one, by the Mafish Truma, he's Migal Adas, that he's not Nichli in the first Afreshas Truma, therefore, the first one is not Chal at all. And the same as far as the second one, since the first Shutif did not want the second one to be Mafish Truma, he showed that by himself trying to be Mafish, therefore the second one's Truma is also not Chal. The Chacham, our third Shita, they hold if the first one was Mafish Echer Michamishim, which is a Shir Beinini, the first one's Truma is Chal, and what that means is the first one's Chal Legamri on all of the Peiris. The Pshat is because when one is Mafish a Shir Beinini, we can assume that the second Shutif would be masking to such a Afrasha, Therefore, the first one, Tafrasha, works for all of the Peiris. And even though the second Shutuf afterwards went and was Mafish himself, we still could assume that at the time the first one was Mafish, the second one was happy with such a Hafrasha. If, however, the first one was not Mafish, Kashir, for example, if he was Mafish 1 out of 60, which is the Shir of Ayin Ra, then we could assume that the second Shutuf would not have been maskim to such a Hafrasha. So the first one's Hafrasha only works on his Chalik, and the second one's Hafrasha works on his Chalik. In other words, in this case, the Chacham will be maskim to the Shir of Rebbe Eliezer, if each one's Hafrasha works on his Chalik. Now which Rashi explains Bedasar Bekiva, that Ein Trumas Shneim Truma means that neither one's Hafrasha's Truma works. Taisa over here in Dibur Maskur Bekiva, he argues on this. And Taisa learns what Bekiva means to say is that the first one's Hafrasha is Chal, but the second one is not Chal. And Taisa proves this, he says, because the Mishnah puts together the two dinim of Ein Truma Achar Truma and Ein Tmura Achar Tmura. The din of Ein Tmura Achar Tmura definitely means that one could be member from the original carbon onto a second behemoth of Chulin, but from the behemoth of Chulin, he cannot be member onto a third animal. So Ein Tmura Achar Tmura means it only goes once, not twice. If so, Taisa says, Ein Truma Achar Truma would also have to mean only the first one is Chal, not the second one. So that's how Taisa explains the Shita of Rebbe Kiva, that the first one's Truma is Chal, the second one is not Chal. We'll see soon, what's the Hezra Machaikis between Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Eliezer according to Rashi, and what's the Hezra Machaikis according to Taisvis. But according to the way Rashi learns, that when Rebbe Kiva says, Ein Truma Shneim Truma means that neither one is Chal, so Taisvis further on, as we mentioned before, quotes the Mishnah and Truma, there are also three Shitas Tanarim are brought. As we quoted according to the Gain, Agmar really means to be quoting that Mishnah, just the names got switched. That, however, would only work with Das Taisis, not with Das Rashi. Because the three Shitas which are mentioned in the Mishnah over there are, one Shita that says that Truma is Shneim Truma, there that Shita is quoted by Shem Rebbe Kiva, which Taisis asks a steer that's not like the Rebbe Kiva that's quoted by us. But that's one of the Shitas at Tanaim, that both Trumas are Chal. The second Shita that's brought in that Mishnah over there is that the first one's Truma is Chal and the second one is not. There this is brought by Shem the Chachamim. And the third sheet over there, which is brought by Shem Rabbeisi, is the same which Agamor brings by Shem the Chachamim, that it depends if the first one was Terim Kashir. If he was, then the first one's Shuma is Chal and the second one is not. If the first one was not Terim Kashir, then both of their Shumas are Chal. But Akapam, according to the sheet of Taisvis, the three Tanaim of Agamor line up with the three Tanaim in the Mishnah, just the names are switched. But the three treatises are either both Shumas are Chal, only the first is Chal, or it depends if the first one was Terim Kashir or not. According to Rashi, however, the three Shitas are not the same. In Agmar, we have a Shita that says that neither one's Truma is Chal. In the Mishnah and Trumas, instead of that, there's a Shita that says that the first one's Chal, not the second one. Rakhapanam, according to Rashi, there is no option to say like the Hagoy Sagro, that Agmar really means to be quoting that Mishnah. According to Rashi, these are not the same Shitas. It's not simply a question of the names being switched. So again, according to Rashi, we'd have to be Gerez the Tanya and not the Tanan. Now, the way Rashi learns that Sigya, what will be the Pshar on the Shita of Rebbe Kiva? We can understand the Pshat in the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. He holds Truma Shneim Truma. Each one has the ability to be Mafish Truma for his Chalek. We can also understand the Shita of the Chachamim. If the first one was Mafish Kedin, we could assume the second one would be happy with that Hafrasha's Truma. Therefore, the second one cannot be Mafish. However, what is the Pshat in Rebbe Kiva that neither one's Truma is Chal? So in the Sefer Teres Zroim from Arya Pomeranchik, the Baal Machaber Sefer Emek Brocha, on this Mishnah in Truma, he explains the Pshat in Rebbe Kiva is because we know Rebbe Kiva holds Ein Breira. Meaning when there are two shutfim who have a chalik in something, if they do a chalukah and each one gets his chalik, that becomes his. However, we cannot say that if one of them takes out some of it, it was destined that this was his chalik all along. Therefore, if one of them goes in his mafish truma, we're talking about he is mafish without asking the shutf from the other shutf, it's hard to say that hafrasha's truma works, is because he could take out some peris and give it a shame truma, and shepater his chalik of the peris. Since according to Bekiva Ein Breira, we cannot say that the peris that he was mafish a peris that are supposed to be his, we can't say that this is part of his chalek. Perhaps these peris that he was mafish and gave it a shame truma are really peris that are supposed to be for his shutif. Therefore, that fresher's truma does not work at all. That's how the Teres Zroim explains the shita of Rebbe Kiva. With this, he goes further and he says we can also answer that which Taisis asks that the Mishnah in Trumas says something else b'shem Rebbe Kiva. Over there, the Mishnah says b'shem Rebbe Kiva that each one can be mafish for his chalek, which is like the shita of Rebbe Eliezer over here. Taisis has his way of answering the steer of Rebbe Kiva between the way Rebbe Kiva is brought over here in Er Gemara and Rebbe Kiva in the Mishnah. However, Taisis' way is only going to work l'shitasai, the way Taisis understands Rebbe Kiva in Er Gemara to mean that only the first one's truma works, not the second one. However, the way Rashi Nasir learns Rebbe Kiva, the ain't truma, shneim truma means that neither one is chal, Taisis' teres is not going to work. However, the Teres Rem says we can answer differently, and that is it is a machlikis bedas Rebbe Kiva. Everyone holds Rebbe Kiva's shita is ain't brera. According to the Agmar brings Rabbi Kiva, that's the reason why ain't Truma Shneim Truma, neither one works, since we're chayshish that the prayers that he was mafish and gave a shame Truma are really prayers that are supposed to be for the Shutif. Now the Mishnah in Truma says b'shem Rabbi Kiva, that Truma Shneim Truma, he explains the pshat is because even though ain't Brera, we can't say that certain prayers which he's being mafish now were destined to be his all along. However, still, the way it works, if you hold ain't Brera, and he quotes this b'shem Rashi in Gittin Daf Mamzayin Amad Beis, if ain't Brera, then each Shutif has a chelik in every pri. Although we know that eventually the way they'll divide is that some prayers will go to Reuven and some to Shimon, but we don't say that those prayers were destined to be his all along, rather until they actually divide, each Shutif has a chelik in each and every pri. But since that's the way the Shutif works, so if Reuven is mafresh two apples on behalf of the 100 apples that they both have together, so anyhow, we can't say these apples are known to be Reuven's Ein Breira. However, Reuven does own half of each of these two apples, and therefore the Maisa that Truma will work, he'll pater 50 of the apples that are still in the Kree, i.e. the two halves, which he owns in the two apples. That's the pshat on the sheet of Reb Kiva in the Mishnah. So anyhow, there's a machlikus with that Reb Kiva, but the machlikus is how to understand Ein Breira. The Mishnah in Trumas understands Ein Breira to mean that each Shutif owns a chelik in each pri. For that reason, Reb Kiva holds Trumas Shneim Truma. The Brice holds with that Reb Kiva. When we say Ein Breira, it's not Mavur at all. We have no idea where Reuven's chelik is and where Shuman's chelik is. And if Reuven is mafresh some of the Paris, we look at it as if it's possible that all these Paris really are Shuman's, therefore will not be chal at all. This is how the Teres Zeram explains the Shita of Rashi over here in Arsiga B'dasar Bekiva. This will be the Teres to the Stira and the Tura Bekivas. Now there is, however, another way to suggest to explain the Machaikas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer B'das Rashi. That is that since we know this case, each Shutif went and was mafish the entire amount. As we said, if for example there's 100 apples, Reuven went and was mafish two of the apples. He tried to be mafish enough to pater the entire Kree. However, afterwards his Shutif went and was also mafish, so each one is Megal Das, that he's not happy with the other ones Afrasha. If so, we can understand the Yisrael Machlekes is that Rabbi Kiva holds that since each one's intention was to be mafresh the pater of the entire Kree, he did that with all one Maisa Afrasha for everything, and it turned out that part of his Afrasha is no good, since his Shutif showed that he's not happy with the Afrasha on the Shutif's Chelek. Then really, the entire Maisa Afrasha is bottle. Since it was one Maisa on the entire Kree to pater everything, and part of it didn't work, Rabbi Kiva holds the whole thing is Nisbatel. Reb Lezer, however, could hold that although when Chelik is bottle, when Shimon comes and shows that he's not happy with Reuven's Afrasha, so it turns out that Reuven's Afrasha cannot work on Shimon's Chelik, that's not a reason to say that the entire Afrasha's Truma is bottle, it can still work for Reuven's Chelik. That will be another possible mahach to explain the machlekes from Reb Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, according to the Shita of Rashi. According to this, even Rabbi Kiva would be maskim that if after Shimon comes and shows that he's not happy with Reuven's Afrasha, Reuven could go once again and do Afrasha, this time on only half of the Kree, and then it would work. The only reason why Reuven's Afrasha was bottled is because he tried to be mafish with one Maisa to pater the entire Kree, and a chelik of that Maisa was bottled, therefore the rest of it is bottled, but if he goes and he's mafish with the intention to only pater half of the Kree, that definitely would work. The Shita of the Chacham is a third Shita, a totally different Shita, and that is that as long as the first one was mafish kashir, we could assume that the second Shutif would be masking to such Afrasha, therefore the first Afrasha patters the entire Kree. Now to go over to Shita's Taisvis, as we said before, Taisvis argues on Rashi, Taisvis also when Rabbi Kiva says Ein Truma Shneim Truma, it means that only the first one is Chal, not the second one. The din of Amishna of Ein Truma Achar Truma is similar to the din of Ein Tmura Achar Tmura. And Taisvis then continues and he quotes the Mishnah in Trumais. Taisvis asks a steer in the words of Rabbi Kiva, the way Agmar quotes Rabbi Kiva that the first one is Truma is Chal, not the second one. And the Mishnah in Trumais quotes Peshem Rabbi Kiva that both have Afrashos Truma work. So again, as we mentioned before, the Agoris Sagro over here says, the way Tosis learns, that Rabbi Kiva and Agamar means that the first one is Chal, not the second one, so the three Shittas in Ersugya are aligned with the three Shittas in the Mishnah and Trumais. Therefore the Goyin says, you don't have to say like Tosis is going to say that the cases are different, Tosis is trying to answer the senior Rabbi Kiva. Rather you can say that Agamar really is quoting that Mishnah, just in the Schalfu Ashittas, the names were switched around. That fits with the Gersa that we have, the Tanan. Agamar is really quoting that Mishnah, but Akapam Tosis did not want to learn like that. Tosis asked the senior Rabbi Kiva, here in Agmar, Reb Kiva holds that the first one's Truma is Chal, not the second one, and the Mishnah of there holds that both Trumas are Chal. And Taisa answers this theory by saying the cases are different. The case which Agmar brings, which would have to be a Brisa, it's not that Mishnah, that's talking about the second Shutif gave a Shus to the first Shutif to be Tirim. Therefore, when the first Shutif is Tirim, he patters the entire Paris, he's doing it on behalf of himself and his Shutif. Shankin, the Mishnah in Trumas is talking about there was no Shus given, that's Reb Kiva would hold that each one's Truma works only for his Chalek. Now the problem, however, is if Agmar is talking about a case where the second Shutif gave a shus to the first Shutif, what is the pshat in the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer? Why does he say Truma Shneim Truma? So here Taisvis explains, he says, and here's a shayla about the Girsan Taisvis. He says, the Golat Atayu, the Kol Chad, Loi Nichle B'Trumas Chavei, right? Some are Girsan without the word Loi. We'll go with the Girsan that has the word Loi. And Alderach Lashit Mekubetas over here in Ois Chavei, he explains that what Rabbi Elazar holds is that though one Shutif gave Shus to the other Shutif to be Terim, but now that we see the second one went and was also Mafish Truma, that's the Gilad Das that he really was Mevatel the Rishus that he had given his Shutif. The Chay, what the Shit Mekubetas means to say is not that he's Mevatel the Rishus afterwards, then it's really too late. At the time the first one was Mafish Shuma, he already did it for the entire Paris because he had Rishus at the moment. The Chai with the Shitung Betas means to say is that by going and being Mafish Shuma, that shows it already beforehand, before the first one was Mafish, the second one had already taken back his Rishus. That's why he himself was going and being Mafish for his half, because he didn't want the first one's Afrasha to work for him. According to this, we have to explain the Machaikas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is not masking to this, that when the second one goes and is Mafish, that shows he was Mevatel the Rishus that he had given the first one. And since there's no bittul from the Rishus, the first one's Afrasha already worked for both of them, and the second one's Afrasha is Nachal. Now just one final point before we move on, and that is that now which Tosfos asked to Kasha and Rashi, the Rashi understands Rabbi Kiva over here in Erzig of the Ain Truma Shneim Truma means that neither one is Chal, and the Gemara explained that Amrishta is going like Rabbi Kiva. Tosfos asks, according to that, Ain Truma Achar Truma is different than Ain Tmura Achar Tmura. So in the Sefer Tal Torah from Meir Arik, he says that the Teres for Rashi would be that in truth, if one takes a look at the Rashi on the Mishnah on Yerbeza Mar Aleph, in Dibra Maschal Ein Truma Achar Truma, Rashi says, Im Taram V'chozer V'taram, Ein Ashniya Truma. The way Rashi explains the Mishnah over there is that if one person went and was Mafish Truma from his Paris, and afterwards he's Mafish once again Truma, the second Truma is Nachal. Rashi explains the Mishnah not in the case of Shutvis, rather in the case where one person owned all of the Paris, and the Mishnah is telling us a very simple din, once you're Mafish Truma once, you cannot be Mafish a second time. The question is, the Rashi explains that Mishnah does not seem to fit with the way the Gemara explains the Mishnah. The Gemara seems to understand that our Mishnah is talking about a case of Shutvim, and Mishnah is telling us that once one Shutvim is Mafish, the second one cannot be Mafish. Why is Rashi on the Mishnah explained different than the Gemara? So he explains that surely the Pashup Shan in our Mishnah is the way Rashi explains on the Mishnah. And we're not talking about two Shutvim. The Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah is just to tell us that when one Yochid is Mafish Chuma, if he's Mafish a second time, the second Hafrasha is meaningless. However, the Gemara means to say that since the Mishnah uses that lashon of Ein Truma Achar Truma, that will be mashma in all situations. It's not shy for one Truma to be Chal after a first Truma, and that would include even in the case of Shutvim. For that reason, the Gemara says that our Mishnah is only like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara did not want to say that the Mishnah is L'kuli Alma, and the Mishnah is only talking about a case of a Yochid where he's Mafish a second Afrasha after the first Afrasha. The Mashmois of the Mishnah is that in all cases Ein Truma Achar Truma. That's the reason why our Gemara says the Mishnah cannot fit with the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer or the Chachamim. The Mishnah can only fit with the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. However, this would also answer the Kasha of Tosfos. Since the Pashas of the Mishnah is talking about a Yochid, and the Lashon of the Mishnah is very good, Ein Truma Achar Truma, which is similar to Ein Tmura Achar Tmura. Only the first Afrasha of the Yochid is Chal, not the second Afrasha. So Ein Achram, the Gemara does understand that included in the Mishnah is also Din of Shutvis, but that's not the Pashas of the Mishnah. Therefore, the Mishnah, which is talking about a Yochid, can use that Lashon of Ein Truma Achar Truma. It does actually mean the same thing as Ein Tmura Achar Tmura. Now, I'll continue on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings the din, Ha'ifis v'ha'menochis ein oisin t'mura, shalei nemer el be'behemo, hatsiru v'ha'shufin ein oisin t'mura, shenemer lo'yach lifenev lo'yomer oisai, since the Torah uses the Lashon Yochid, and therefore we learn Yochid oisin t'mura, v'ein hatsiru v'ha'shufin oisin t'mura. Reb Shimon, however, has a different mekar. He learns from Meiser, ma Meiser korban Yochid, yosu korban yisibur. That's the Lashon of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. And b'hamshach in the Gemara quotes a braisa, Reb Shimon also learns from Meiser that just like Meiser is Davish Einu B'Shutvis, also any carbon, the only way there'll be a Din Tmura is if it's not a carbon Shutvim. Now, the Lashon of the Tanakhama, when he tells us that Tzibra and Shutvim do not have Tmura, is that Tzibra V'Shutvim Einu Isin Tmura, we're talking about who's making the Tmura, Tzibra V'Shutvim cannot do a Tmura. The Lashon of Reb Shimon is talking about the carbon, what type of carbon has Tmura, only a carbon Yochid, not a carbon Tzibra or a carbon Shutvim. Well, Meister Kipshut, there is no nafkamina between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon, since the one who could be Mamer is the one who's the Bayam on the Kapara of the carbon, so in the Meister it's the same thing. A carbon of Tibur Veshutvim means a carbon which the Miskaper is Tibur Veshutvim, and Reb Shimon says that's not similar to Meister, therefore there's no Tmura. The Tanakam was really saying the same thing, since the one who could be Mamer a carbon is the one who's the Bayam on the Kapara, so Mela then comes out the same, that a carbon which is to be Mechaber for Tibur Veshutvim does not have Tmura. This would seem to be the Pashtus. The Gemara does not bring any nafkamina between the limit of the Tanakhama and the limit of Reb Shimon. And the Tosfos Yontif as well in this Mishnah says this. The Machlokes Tanakam Rav Shimon is just where is the Makor that see Rav Shimon do not have Tmura, but there is no Nafkamina and Din between them. However, we'll see B'hemshach that those who do suggest that there are possible Nafkaminas between the Tanakama who learns the din of Sibri Vashutim from the Pasuk of Le'achlifena, which is Beloshin Yochid, and Rav Shimon who learned it from Meiser. Now we've mentioned in the past the Shita Mechudeshes of the Rambam, how the Rambam understands the din that Sibri Vashutim do not have Tmura. Now here when we get to the Mishnah, this will be the right place to see the Shita of the Rambam more in depth. So the Rambam brings the din of our Mishnah in Perak Aleph Hilchos Tmura, Halacha Yud Beis. In this halacha he paskins the din that a carbon bedek abayis is not a yisa tmura, and he brings like Reb Shimon the makor is from Meiser. And the lashon of the Rambam is carbonis bedek abayis ain yisa no yisa tmura shenemar b'Meiser leivaker ben toiv l'rav lo yimirenu v'haloi Meiser b'chal kol hakodshim hoyo v'lo mayotzo l'lamed al haklal ma Meiser carbon yochid yotzu carbonis tibur v'chein hashutfin ma Meiser carbon mizbeach yotzu kodshim bedek abayis. Then the Rambam finishes with an additional din, which is not brought down here in Er Sugyo. However, we did see this earlier in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rambam concludes, Ma Meiser Behima Hukash Le Meiser Dogon Shein Chayovin Bay Elul Yisrael V'Loi Nochrim Yotzu Korbanis Nochrim Shein Eisen Eisen Tumur K'moishe B'Yarnu. The Rambam concludes that from this Hekish, other Korbanis to Meiser, we learn that just like Meiser, the same way Meiser Dogon doesn't apply to a Goy, Meiser Behima also does not apply to a Goy. Therefore, we also learn the same way a goy does not have tmura on a meister behima because he doesn't have meister behima at all. So, to other karbonis which a goy can bring, he does not have the parasha of tmura. The one point that will have to be clarified is what is the pshat? Why does the Rambam bring the limud of Reb Shimon and not the limud of the Tanakama? The Rambam brings the makor that Tzibur v'shifin does not have tmura is the limud for meister. Why does he not say like the Tanakama for now which the pasuk and tmura is written b'loshin yochid? So that's one point which will have to be clarified. However, the main chiddush of the Rambam, which generates a lot of discussion in the Achrenim, is that which Rambam writes in the first halacha of Hilchos Tmura. In Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Rambam is telling us the din that if one is Meimer, he's Chayiv Malkus. And Rambam says, even though we have a klal usually that says one is not Chayiv Malkus for Lav She'im Bei Meisa, there are three exceptions. Nishba, Meimer, Umakal, Eschavira, B'Shem. Then Rambam continues, he says, L'chor, there's another reason, other than the fact that Tmura is Ein Bei Meisa, there's another reason why it should not be Chayiv Malkus, because it's a lav hanitik la'esei. The Pasuk says, V'imhomer yimirenu v'hoyuhus m'rasa yiyakodesh. The Torah tells us that if one was over the Isra Tmura, what should he do? He should be Noy Kedusha with both of the behemoths. This Lechard Ramam asks, should put Tmura into the category of lav hanitik la'esei, and therefore he should not be Chayiv Malkus. So on this Ramam says two terutzim. First he says, V'pnei she'ish ba'esei vishnei lavin. This Ramam is a reference to the Gemara Davdalad Amud Beis, which addresses this issue. The Chayy, one should not be Chayiv Malkus for Tmur because its Lay Sensation is a Gla Essay. And the Gemara over there answers, Lay Osi Chad Essay, V'Okar Tre Lavi. One Essay cannot be Iker two Lavin, and therefore there is a Chayiv of Malkus by Tmura, even though it's a Lavin it's a Gla Essay. However, then the Rambam continues, and he says another answer to this question, how can one get Malkus if it's a Lavin it's a Gla Essay? He says, V'Oid, She'ain Lav Sheba Shova La Essay. The Lav and the Essay are not equal, which means the Lay Sensation is more inclusive than the Essay. The Rambam says that Tzibur v'Shutfim are included in the Lois Essay, they were Muzar Shelo Yemiru, however they're not B'chal L'Essay, in other words, if they were Meimur, the Tmur is Nachal, the Pasuk which says, V'ho Yehu Smrasa Yeh Kodesh, which is the Essay, that does not apply to Tzibur v'Shutfim, since the Tmur was Nachal. This is the reason one can be Chayiv Malkus for Tmur, even though the Chayiv is Lois Essay Shenitig L'Essay, the answer is it's not really Lois Essay Shenitig L'Essay, since the essay is not as inclusive as the Lois essay, therefore one can't be Chayiv Malkus. Then B'hemshech, the Rambam repeats it once again, he says, Ve'echer min ha-shutfim shahimir. Oy mi shahimir b'karbin m'karboni satzibur, hoi v'yesh lei b'hen shutfis harizeh loike, ve'ein ha-tmur kodesh. The Rambam says again clearly that there is a Chayiv Malkus if a shutf is meimer, or if one is meimer from a karbin tzibur, however the tmur is not chal. Now firstly, where did the Rambam get such a chiddush? What was his makar to say such a thing, that although tzibur v'shutfim, the Tmur is Nachal, still they are over the Lav. So Rashi and Avdaud Amr Beis, on that Gemara which discusses why is there Malkus, if Tmur is Lysensation Nitag L'Essay, he brings a Lishna Achrino. The Lishna Achrino was Geris, on this Kasha of the Gemara, why is there Chiv Malkus for Tmuro, if it's Lysensation Nitag L'Essay? On this Gemara answered, according to the Lishna Achrino, Shani Meimer, Meimer is different, because it's a Lav Sheshova Bakoil. Rashi does not explain exactly what this means, however, in the Shiv Mikubetzes there, Oishei, as the owner being Gershim over there, They both bring this girsa, and they explain what it means to say is exactly how the Rambam writes. The teres was a chiyuv malchus, even though the chiyuv leisa say shenitik l'essay, is because the leisa say is more inclusive than the essay. The leisa say does include tzibur v'shutvin, but shenking the essay that does not apply to tzibur v'shutvin, since the tzmur is not chal. So in them the pasuk v'hayu smurasi yekodesh was not said. So this lechir was the makar of the Rambam, and the Lech Mishnah on this Rambam writes, Rabbeinu kosav tamei shnei agirsois, dehu ra oisam v'yitfu be'inov shnei hatamim. The Rambam saw both girsois, and he held both of them are correct, and therefore the Rambam put them both in over here on this halacha. Akapan, according to the Lech Mishnah, the Akamar and Avdad Omer Beis was the makar of the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah, however, as well as in the Mari Kurkis, they explain the makar of the Rambam is from this Mishnah itself, over here on Daf Yud Gimel. Since the lashon of the Mishnah is Hatzibur v'Ashutfin ain oisin tamura, the Lechard Mishnah should have wrote Hatzibur v'Ashutfin may mirin, which we mashmir that there is no isra at all. The lashon Hatzibur v'Ashutfin ain oisin tamura is mashmir that the tamura is nachal, but as far as the isra, that there still is. In the Mayim Chaim, which is brought in the Sefer Alikutim in the back of the Franco Rambam, he quotes this Kesef Mishnah and he asks, even if the Mishnah is mashmir that there is an isra, had the Rambam know that there is a chi of Malkus? In other words, maybe it's only an isra darabanan, maybe it's not even deraisa. Apparently they understood Midas the Rambam that once there's an Isser, we don't find that the Rabbanu were Mechadish this Isser, therefore Bistama this is a Disser Deraisa, and therefore there will be Malkus as well. That Mechaz Chinuch, however, he brings this Kesef Mishnah in Mitzvah Shtinun Beis Ois Zayin, and he asks on him, how can we suggest that this is the Pshan the Rambam that he's Medayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah? The Mishnah also says, Ha'ofis v'amenochis ein oisin tamura. The Mishnah uses the same Lashon for Ofis and Menochis, and there we don't find the Rambam or anyone else saying that there's still an Isser. And who are din as far as Kotshe Bede Kabayis? Also the Mishnah says, Kotshe Bede Kabayis ain't no Isin Temura. There also could Kifutai, there is no Isser at all. So how can we suggest that the Mekar of the Rambam, by Tzibur V'Shufim, that there is an Isser, is from the Lashon of the Mishnah? Akapam, this is as far as the Mekar of the Rambam. As besides for the discussion for finding the Mekar of the Rambam, there are a number of kashas which the Achrayim ask on the Rambam. We'll go through some of these kashas. The first kasha we discussed already back on Daf Beis Amid Beis, there seems to be Gemara Mufureshes, which says not like the Rambam. The Gemara over there is discussing why do you need a pasuk to tell us that an Isha whose Meimer has the din of Tmura, why should an Isha be different than an Ish? And the Gemara over there says, according to the Girsa that we have before Nenu, Ma'od Teima Hani Mili Oynish Deshava Bein Biyochid Bein Betzibur. Avalhocha Kivin De Oynish She'inish Shava Bakolhu, the Tanan Einat Tzibur Vashut Fin Oysa Tmura, Isha Nami Ki Avda Loilakyo, Kamash Mulon. There seems to be a Gemara Mufreshes which says, the reason why we need a Makar that an Isha is Bechlal Tmura, we know that there's a cloud that when it comes to Leisa says there's no Chilik between an Isha and an Isha, why do we need a special Pasuk? So the Gemara answers that you would have thought, since the Lav of Tmura is Leisa says She'ine Sheva Bakol, since it does not apply to Tzibur V'Shutfim, therefore to an Isha also you would think it doesn't apply, that's why you need a special Drasha. So the Gemara says, Beferish, here we're talking about the Leisa say, and we're saying that it does not apply to Tzibur V'Shutfim. This kasha the Lech Mishnah asks on the Rambam, as well as in the Shai Gassari, in Simon Pei Beis. So on this kasha, both the Lech Mishnah and the Shai Gassari answer that the Rambam was Gersa Nekamor and Daf Beis Amud Beis, like the Gersa which Rashi brings. Rashi brings a different Gersa that deters to the Gemara, why you need a special pasuk that an Isha is included in Tmura. The Gemara says, Hanimi Lilav Sheyish by Maisa, Avalav Sheim by Maisa, like Tmura, you would have thought that she's not included, Kamash Malon. According to that Gersa in Rashi, the Gemara says, that you would have thought that the cloud that says that an Isha is included in all Leisa says that's only Leisa Seisha Ish by Maisa, not a Leisa Seisha Ein by Maisa. Another kasha that we also mentioned in the past is from the Gemara of Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there was talking about which Lavin are an exception to the rule that even though there's Ein by Maisa, still there's a Chi of Malkus. One of the Gemara lists is Meimar, and Rebbe Yochanan over there says, Leitisni Meimar, do not include Meimar in this list, Mishum de Bidiburay Asa Maisa. When one is Meimar, that's similar to a Lav Sheish by Maisa, because the Chalais is being Chal through his words. The Behemah of Chun is being Niskadish. In the Shagas Aryeh, this is in Simon Ayin Ches, he asks, according to the Rambam, how can we say B'diburi Yasa Maisa, since there are certain cases where one is over the Lav of Tmura, for example, Tzibur V'Shutfim, even though there is no Chalois, and still the din is that one is Chayiv Malkus, so it does belong on the list of cases that are aimed by Maisa, yet you get Malkus. You can see that it's different because there's a Chalois. Not in all cases where one is over the Lav and gets Malkus, is the Chalois really Chal. So in truth, there are other Rachayim who say that the Rambam himself, which we just mentioned before, the first halacha in Hilchos Tmura, the Rambam says that there are three exceptions, or even though the Ein by Maisa is still again Malkus, the Rambam does mention Meimer over there, even though according to Rabbi Yochanan, The Chayim Remer does not belong on this list since B'dibur Yosa Maisa. The Teretz is that since the Rambam himself paskins that Sirva V'Shufim on Yitzchayiv Malkus, even though the Chalais is Nachal, Akarach this does belong on the list, not like Rabbi Yochanan. This is how the Shai Gesari himself answers over there in Siman Ayin Ches, and the Minchas Chinuch as well brings this, in Mitzvah Shinun Beis Eisir Gimel, and many other Achayinim as well. Now there are, however, a few kashas which still remain on the Rambam. Firstly, if we assume, and this is the Pashtus, as we mentioned before, that there's no machlekes in din between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon, Gemara does not bring any nafkamina between them, and the Tanakama, his drasha is from the pasuk Loyach Lifen of Loyomer Oisai, that's what the Torah is referring to the Lav, that's where the Tanakama learns that Sibra Veshutzvim do not have Tmura, therefore clearly according to the Tanakama, one is not either the Isser when he's Meimur on a carbon Sibra Veshutzvim, if so the same should also be according to Rav Shimon, if we assume that there's no nafkamina between them. And furthermore, we also have to understand, since Rav Shimon learns from Meiser that Dafka Karban Yochid has Tmura, not a Karban Tzibur or Shutvim, and he also learns from Meiser that Dafka Karban Mizbeach and not Karban Bedek Abayis, so why should there be a chilik between Tzibur of Shutvim and Bedek Abayis, and we don't find anywhere that a Karban of Bedek Abayis one is over the Isser if he's Meimer. So why should there be a chilik between them if they're both learned from Meiser? And furthermore, as the Achrayim point out, why should there be a chilik between Tzibur and Shutvim with Raman Paskins that he is over the Isser, as opposed to Eifes and Menachos, they could prove that one is not even the Isser either. So to explain the Shita of the Rambam, we have to first pose a Shaila, and this is discussed by many Achrenim, in Chedush Rabbi Leib from Rabbi Malin, and Chelik Beis, Simon Nun Gimel, and the Dvar Avram, Chelik Alf, Simon Yodalid, and Sefer Zer Avram, it's brought over there by Shem Rabbi Avram Luftbeer, who is the son-in-law of the Ar Sameach, Rabbi Simcha Midvinsk. The Sefer Zer Avram is an exchange of letters between him and Rabbi Menachem Zemba, over there in Simon Yud Tes, Ois Aleph, they all bring two tzadim how to understand the miyat of Tzibur and Shutvim. One side will be that it's a miyat mitzad the carbon. In other words, a specific carbon, a carbon that's for the kapara of Tzibur or Shutvim, that's a sug carbon, which on that was never said the parasha of Tmura. Or is it din mitzad the bailim, when there's a carbon which has a few bailim, either Tzibur or Shutvim, they're the bailim le'inyan Tmura, they're the ones who would have had the kayach to be Meimer, but since it's not one sole person, there's a few bailim. The Torah did not give the ability to be Meimer to a person who is only one out of a few. Now even though we know, as the Gemara says in Daf Yudah Amud Aleph, the one who has the Koyach Tmura is the Miskaper, not the Makdish, so when there's a carbon which is Oymed for the Kapara of Shutvim, or a carbon which is Oymed for the Kapara of Tibor, the Meimirim, the ones who have the Bailus Inyan Tmura, would also be either Tibor or Shutvim, so normally this goes hand in hand. However, the question still remains, what is the Yusayt HaDin? Is it a Din Mitzad the carbon? If that was the case, then it would be similar to the din of Oifis and Menachis. That definitely is a din mitzad the carbon. The parasha of Tmura was not set on this type of carbon. Or is it a din mitzad the bailim? Any time where the bailim in Tmura is more than one person, the Torah did not give him a koyach to be meimer. So right away we'll mention one nafkamina just to help clarify the shayla, the two tzadim. What will be in a case where you have two shutvim who are going to be miskaper with this carbon, however one of them anyhow does not have a koyach to be meimer. For example, if one of them is a yid and one is a goy, or if one is a katan and one is a gadol. So if the din that shutvim is nismayit from tmura is mitzad the carbon, so this carbon also is a carbon of shutvim. Two people are going to be miskaper with this carbon. However, if it's a din mitzad the bailim, the Torah did not give koyach tmura to bailim if he's just one out of the two bailim. So in this case, where he's the only one who's the bailim in the tmura, the other person anyways doesn't have a koyach tmura, then perhaps we could hear it sad to say that in this case he would be able to be meimer. Another nafkamina, and this is brought in the Sefer Zer Avram, which we mentioned, you know the din is, as the Mishnah says in Daf Yudah Amud Aleph, the one cannot be meimer from an eiver of the carbon even onto a shalim, the tmura doesn't work. However, there's a tesis later on, and Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, the bottom tesis, Dibur Maslul Mahu, which is Mavur, tesis as a chiddush, and if he's meimer from a chatzi behema, then the tmura will be chal. We won't get into that sugi over there, it's told in a previous tesis, but I'll go upon him, if we'll assume that that's correct, one can be meimer from a chatzi behema, so he says, what will be the din in a case where there's two shutvim? One of them has one aver, another shutif owns the rest of the behemoth. He owns the entire behemoth except for that one aver which his shutif owns. So he says this would be an example where one shutif would be able to be meimer. The one who owns half of the behemoth, he owns everything except for one aver, he could be meimer from what he owns onto the behemoth of chulin. Shaking the other shutif who only owns one aver, he would not be able to be meimer, since his chelik is not enough to be meimer from. This would be an example where there's two shutfim and they're both going to be miskaper with this carbon. Since the Maisa, they both have a chelik, they're both considered the miskaprim. So if it will be a din mitzad the carbon, that a carbon which shutfim are being miskaper with does not have the parasha of tmura, then in this case also there will be no tmura. If however to din mitzad the bailim, there cannot be more than one person having a koyach to be meimer on a korban. In this case, only one person has a koyach to be meimer. This would not be nismay from the din tmura. So in the chiddush Reb Lei points out that from the lashon of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah brings the sheets of Reb Shimon, the lashon is ma meiser korban yochid yotzu korbanis tibur. The Mishnah does not mention anything about shudfim; it just mentions tibur. And the pshat is, the Mashmai says, we're learning just like Meiser is a type of carbon that is always a carbon yochid, so too, the only carbon which has tmuro is a carbon yochid, not a carbon tzibor. From that miut, we would not be memayit shutfim, because as Bleib explains, shutfim betzim is a carbon yochid. We know that the two categories of carbon yochid and carbon tzibor, they have different dinim. Shutfim who buy carbon together, that has a din of a carbon yochid, not a din of a carbon tzibor. So as far as the limit which Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah from Meiser, that's only a limer to carbon tzibor, it's not a limer to shutfim, that shutfim do not have tmura. However, in the braisa, which the Gemara brings at the bottom of the omer, the lashon is, v'hari meiser b'l'chal hoya v'loma yotzo, lo'im l'cha ma meiser carbon yochid v'carbon mizbeach, v'dava sheba b'choiva v'dava she'ina ba b'shutfis, af kol carbon yochid v'carbon mizbeach v'dava sheba b'choiva v'dava she'ina ba b'shutfis. Here the limit for Meiser includes two different dinim, one din that it's dafka carbon yochid and not carbon tzibor, and another din that it's dafka carbon she'ina ba b'shutfis, not a carbon which is brought b'shutfis. And Reb Leib explains, here in this braisa, you see there are two separate limudim, and the way Reb Leib understands the pshat is, the limud from carbon yochid is that it's dafka that type of carbon that's in miyut b'tzad the carbon, that a carbon tzibor is a different sug carbon, and that type of carbon was never given the parasha of tmura. Now we should learn from Meister that it has to be Dovah She'inu Baba Shutvis. That's a different type of limur. That's already limur mitzad the bailim. Just like Meister, there's only one bailim always. So to any carbon also, in order for it to have tmur, it has to be that there's only one bailim. Once it's already two bailim, then it's hard to not give a koyach tmur to more than one person. Now Bleib says, from that which we see with us the Rambam, that although shutvim are nismay from tmura, that just means they don't have the ability to make the chalais tmura, but the isher tmura they are over. Bleib says, that would only make sense if you say, at the midas mitzad the bailim. The Torah did not give the koyach to the bailim to be meimer. There you could differentiate and say, he didn't give the koyach to make the chalois, but he is still b'chal the iser. If whoever would be a mid mitzad the carbon, this type of carbon was never given the parasha of tmura, then it would not be shaykh to differentiate and say that although the chalois doesn't work, but he still is over an iser when he does the ma'is at tmura. It would be the same as the carbon bedek abayis, or oifis and menochis. These are types of kabbonis which don't have the din of tmura b'chal. It's not shaykh to say that one is over the iser either, since the Maisa Tzmura is meaningless. Therefore, from now on, the Rambam is mavur that a carbon of Shutvim, they are over the Isser. From there you see that the Rambam understood that the Miyot is Mitzad the Bailus, not a Miyot Mitzad the carbon. The Maisa of Blake is Mayach over there to explain, so how could the Rambam pass in the same din by a carbon Tzibur as well? The Rambam brings this din that you're over the Isser not only by a carbon Shutvis, also by a carbon Tzibur. So he has an Arichas to explain over there what is the Pshat on that din of the Rambam. Basically, his Mahalach is to say that every carbon Tzibur really has two aspects. It has a kapara which is general to everyone together, and it also has an individual kapara to each and every person who's part of that tzibor. Therefore, mitzad the kapara that it's accomplishing for the tzibor, that it can't have tmura at all, and that's not even considered a maisa tmura. However, there still would be the possibility of each person being neimer because it's accomplishing an individual kapara on him himself. However, still it's considered a carbon of shutvim because many people have that kapara. Once it's a carbon of shutvim, therefore the tmura will not be chal, but there still will be an iser, just as the Rambam paskens that a carbon of shutvis also, although it's not included in the chalais tmura, but it does have the maisa iser, and he's over the lav. That's basically the mahalach of Reb Leib, but I'll compile the ikur yisoy we could take from there, is that when the mir is not mitzad the carbon, it's mitzad the bailim, it is still shaykh to do a maisa tmura, and although the chalais doesn't work, but he's still over the iser. So whether we go like Reb Leib, the b'etzim of carbon tzibur is nismayit mitzad the carbon, but it also has aspects that are nismayit mitzad the shutvis, that's why mitzad that it still does have an iser. Or perhaps you could go not like Reb Leib and say both by a carbon tzibur and by a carbon shutvim. The drasha that we're learning from Meiser is not a din mitzad the carbon, it's only a din mitzad the bailim. That's why it would be still shaykh to be over an iser if he's meimer, even though the tmur is not chal. We now understand why this is different than carbon oifis or menochis, or carbon of bedek abayis. There is pasha that there is no iser either, because there is miyat mitzad the carbon, and as Reb Leib says, when there's a miyat mitzad the carbon, it doesn't have the parasha of tmur bechlal. A Meiser tmur is meaningless, so it would not be shaykh to say that one is over the iser. Only when it's miyat mitzad the bailim, then we can understand that the maisa tmura is considered a maisa tmura. Just the bailim doesn't have a koyach, the Torah doesn't give to more than one person a koyach to be meimer. That koyach is only to make the chalois, but he's still even iser if he does the maisa. There are those who want to take this mahalach step further and say, this is really telling the machlokes between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. the Tanakhama, who says we learn from Liachli Fenev Lo Yomir, which is written Beloshin Yochid, and from there we learn that Tibra should from a not over an Isser either. That's the Pashas of the Tanakhama, since the meat is in the Pasuk of the Lav. Therefore, the Mir tells us that they're not over the Isser at all. So then the understanding would be, why would it be that they don't have the Isser? Because it's a different type of carbon, and the Mir would be Mitzad the carbon. However, according to Rav Shimon, the Rambam paskens like Rav Shimon, and the Rambam is mavur that there still is an Isser. The Rambam understood that if you learn from Rav Shimon's Joshua, that's a Mir Mitzad the Bailas, not Mitzad the carbon. So the type of carbon Besim does have Smura, just that you can't have two people who are able to be Mamer on one carbon. That's only as far as the Chalois, but the Isser, they are still over. According to this, the Psak of the Rambam, that Tzibur of Shifim are over an Isser, that's dependent on that which the Rambam paskens like Rav Shimon, that the Makar to Mimai Tzibur of Shifim is from Meiser, not like the Tanakhama who's Mimayit from the Pasuk of Loyach Lifen of Loyomer Isay, according to the Tanakhama that we're Mimayit even from the Lav, then our Karcha will be Din Mitzad the Carbon. When it's a Din Mitzad the Carbon, that this type of carbon does not have the parasha of Tmura, then already Meiser Tmura is meaningless, and would not be Shaykh to say that one is over the Yisr. Now, according to this Mahalach, we would also now have an answer. Why is it that the Rambam passing like the Shita of Rav Shimon and not like the Tanakhama? Normally, we were passing like the Tanakhama, and the Rambam should have brought the Joshua of Le'achli Fen of Le'yomir, for now which is written in Beloshin Yochid, that would be the Mekar to be made Tzibra V'Shutvim. According to this Mahalach, the Badas the Tanakhama, there would be no Malkus, since the Pasuk, which was Mimayit Tzibra V'Shutvim, is by the Lav. And as we explained, the Yisayit of the Mir, according to the Tanakhama, is that it's a Din Mitzad the Karbin. A carbon of Tzibra V'Shutvim was not given the parasha of Tmura. Once we're saying that this is telling the Machlokes Tanakhama and Rav Shimon, and as we said before, the Rambam had a Gemara in Daf Daled Amud Beis, and the Gemara asks, why is there ever a Chiyuv Malkus for being Meimir? It's a Lav and Itzik La'Essay. According to one Girsa, which the Rashi brings B'Shem Lishna Achrino, the Teres of the Gemara is that the Lav of Tmura is Shavu B'Kol, Mashenking the Essay, that's Ainu Shavu B'Kol, therefore it does not have the status of Lav and Itzik La'Essay. As the Rebbe Gershom explained, what the Gemara means to say is that the Lav includes Tzibra V'Shutvim, but Essay does not. Once the Rambam had such a Girsa, if you saw in the Gemara that Tzibra V'Shutvim have the Malkus, then really that's a stumble of the Gemara, which is Mavur, like the Shita of Reb Shimon, since this would be telling the Machlekes Tanakhama and Reb Shimon if Tzibra V'Shutvim have Malkus. Once the Rambam saw that stumble of the Gemara, that there is a Chiv Malkus, then really when the Rambam was passing the Din of Tzibra V'Shutvim, he did not bring the Makar of the Tanakhama, because according to the Tanakhama there would be no Chiv Malkus. Rather, he brought Rav Shimon that the limud is from Meiser, since according to Rav Shimon, we can understand that the mir is only from the Chalois and not from the Chiyuv Malkus. Now, continue on to Amud Beis. At the top of the Amud, the Gemara brings the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe says, Loma Yotzos, as the Gaon explains over there in Ois Aleph, Rebbe is going back to the question, why does the Torah have to single out the Inyan of Tmura by Meiser if it already says it by all Korbanos? And that Rebbe says, as Rashi explains over here, what Rebbe means to say is, we need a special pasuk to tell us that Meiser Behema also has the parasha of Tmura. We would have thought that since Meiser Behema was Yotza Lidin B'Dover HaChodosh, the Torah was Machadosh, a new concept, which is called Tmura Shmoy. As Rashi explains, the case he's talking about, he was Korla Asiri Chi Ulachadasar Asiri. So then is that the 10th one is the real Meiser Behema. Even though he called it Shi, that doesn't make a difference, since it was really the 10th, it's Chalad the Kedusha of Meiser Behema. However, the 11th one as well, since he called it Asiri, we learn from a Pasuk that that's also Niskadish, and that's referred to as Tmuras Shmoy. Once Meiser Behema was Yosalid in Badavar Chodosh and has a different type of Tmura, Tmuras Shmoy, you would have thought that it does not have the regular din of Tmura, Tmuras Gufay, like other Kabbanis have. Therefore, you need an additional Pasuk to tell us that Meiser Behema also has the regular din of Tmura. Now, what is the Psha? What does it mean that we're calling the Achadasrei Tmuras Shmoy? What does this have to do with Tmura? So these sugyas are discussed in Bechoris, the Mishnah, and Daf Samach Omer Aleph. Over there, the Mishnah tells us the din that if it was Kor L'Chi Asiri, Ula Asiri Chi, Ula Achadasrei Asiri, Shloshta Mikudoshin. And the Mishnah explains further over there, what do you do with these Karbanais? The ninth one, which you call the Asiri, the Mishnah says, Necheles B'Mumay, you wait till it gets a Mum. You cannot be makrevit, but it has a din of meiser that once it gets a mum, it's eaten without pidyon. The Assyrian din is that you're makrevit, that's the real meiser behema. And the Achadasar, the 11th one, that's the Mishnah says, Kariv Shlomim, it's brought in the Mizbech as a Shlomim. Now the Mishnah then continues, and the Mishnah brings the machoikis between Rameir and Rabbi Huda. Rameir says that the Achadasar is oisa tmura. If you meimer from that onto an additional behema of chulin, the tmura is chal. And Rabbi Huda argues, he says, Vichyesh tmura oisa tmura. How could you say that the 11th one is Eisa Tmura? We know what the din is, that if you're Meimer once, the first Tmura cannot make a second Tmura. Here's what Rabbi Huda says, The Chadasar is Niskadish with the din of Tmura, therefore it's not Oise Tmura. To that the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, Rameir said back to him, Amru Mishnah Rameir, Ilo Hayo Tmura, Lo Hayo Kariv. We know that the din is that Tmura's Meiser is not Kariv. That we see over here, Behemeshach and Ersugyo, we saw already in Dafeo Medbeiz. The Edimar brings Psukim, which we darshan to tell us that Tmura's Meiser is not Kariv. And this is the Tainer of Behuda in the Mishnah over there in Becharis. If the 11th one is Niskadish Midin Tmura, how could it be Kariv? A karach is not really a tmura, and therefore the din is that it's oisa tmura. Now, firstly, even according to Behuda, that the 11th one is called a tmura, therefore it's not oisa tmura. The chiras pasher doesn't mean that it's a regular tmuras gufay. It's not the same as when one takes a behema of chulin and tries to remember a carbon which he had been makdish. He tries to transfer the kedusha onto the chulin. Over here, that's not what he was trying to do. He was not trying to take the kedusha off of the 10th one and put it onto the 11th one. It was simply a mistake in his dibor, and we learn from a drasha from a pasuk. The Kedusha is Chal on the 11th one as well, but it's not a regular Maisa Tmura. And the Chayim point out, we're not going to say that he's over a Lav when he's Makdish the 11th one by saying that it's the 10th one. He's not over the Lav of Lo Yomiro, he said he wasn't trying to do a Tmura of transferring the Kedusha. If Behuda would mean that it is a regular Maisa Tmura, then surely the Taina of Rameir would be a good Taina. How could it be Korev if Tmura's Meister is not Korev? Whether what Behuda means to say is that it's similar, it's also a form of Tmura. Regular Tmura is when he tries to transfer the Kedusha. This is also a form of Tmura because he wasn't trying to be Makdish the Behemoth with its own Kedusha. The way he got Kedusha is because it was confused with the Asiri. This also is a form of Tmura. Regular Tmura, Tmura's Gufay, the Kedusha is Chal by being transferred from the original carbon. Here also the Kedusha is Chal because he thought that it was the Asiri, not that he was trying to be Makdish as his own carbon. Therefore it also is a form of Tmura, it's called Tmura Shmai. This din is Xeris Akosta, we learn from a Pasuk this concept. Not an idea that we would have applied from the regular parasha of Tmura, since it's not a regular maisa of Tmura of transferring the Kedusha. However, it's also referred to as a form of Tmura. It's a new idea of Tmura Shmai. And Rehuda holds it has the same din as far as being Oisa Tmura. This type of Tmura is also not Oisa Tmura. Now, what is the sheet of Rameir? Rameir says that if it was Tmura, it would not be Kariv. And since we know that the 11th one is Kariv, a Karach cannot have a din of a Tmura. And for that reason, it itself is Oisa Tmura. It's not included in the din of Ein Tmura Oisa Tmura. So it would seem that Rameir would say that the Kedusha which the 11th one has nothing to do with Tmura. It's an independent Kedusha. It's not connected to the Kedusha's Meiser which the 10th one has. And the Shaila really is how to learn Ersugya. And Ersugya Rebbe says that you need a Pasuk to tell us that Meiser has the regular Din Tmura since it's Yotza Lidin B'Dover HaChodosh. The Torah was Mechadosh, a new type of Tmura by Meiser, Tmura's Shmoy. Therefore, once it's Yotza Lidin B'Dover HaChodosh, you would think it doesn't have the regular Tmura, Tmura's Gufay. Who does Rebbe hold like? Is Rebbe going with Dafka according to the sheet of Rebbe Huda, who says that the 11th one is called Tmura Shmoy, and has certain Dine Tmura, it's not Oisa Tmura. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Huda, and for that reason he says, once Meister Behem has a new type of Tmura, Tmura Shmoy, perhaps it does not have the regular Tmura. Hashenkin according to Rameir, that the 11th one is not called a Tmura at all, doesn't have any Dine Tmura, it would not be referred to as Tmura Shmoy. If Rebbe would hold like Rameir, he wouldn't be able to say that Meister is Yotza Lidin B'Dover HaChodosh, and has a new type of Tmura. This has nothing to do with Tmura, according to Rameir. So perhaps Rebbe only fits with the Shita of Rebbe Huda, not with the Shita of Rameir. And there are some Achonim who want to learn like this. In the Chedusha of Zalman Sender, from Zalman Sender Kana Shapiro, he learns this way. Now when Rebbe says, Meister is Yotza Lidin B'Dover HaChodosh because it has Tmura Shmoy, that fits with the Shita of Rebbe Huda, not with the Shita of Rameir. According to Rameir, the Kedusha of the 11th one has nothing to do with Tmura, therefore it would not be considered Yotza Lidin B'Dover HaChodosh to have a new type of Tmura. And you wouldn't need a special pasuk to tell us that Meister Behem has the regular Tmuras Gufay. However, it's been pointed out that if you look in Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the Gemara in Becharis, he clearly learns not like this. Rabbeinu Gershom over there explains the machlokes between Rameir and Rabbi Huda. He says, what is the teretz, which Rameir says back to Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah over there, Ilu haya tmura lo haya korev. Rameir proves that it's not really Tmura because the entity itself will not have an akrova. Tmura's Meister is not korev. Rabbeinu Gershom explains that what Rameir means to say is that it's not regular Tmura. It's not Tmura's Gufay because the Enechanami would not have an Akrova. Rather, what it is Tmura's Shmoy, and he quotes Agamor and Tmura, the Brice of Revi, which says there are two types of Tmura, is Tmura's Shmoy and Tmura's Gufay, Tmura's Shmoy Kreva, Tmura's Gufay Enech Kreva. Rabbeinu Gershom over there uses Revi to explain the Shita of Rameir. Rameir also agrees that the 11th one is referred to as Tmura, but it's a different type of Tmura, it's not Tmura's Gufay, rather it's Tmura's Shmoy, that's why it has an Akrova. Once it's really Tmura Shmoy, not Tmura Gufay, Rameir holds Mele also the din is that it's Oisa Tmura. Akapam, we see clearly from Rabbeinu Gershom, he does not learn like the Achronim who want to suggest that Rebbe and Ersugya has to go Bedafka according to the sheet of Rabbi Huda. as Rebbe could fit with the sheet of her mayor as well. Now continue on to another point. Rebbe lists three differences between Tmura Shmoy and Tmura Zgufay. Tmura Shmoy Kreva, Tmura Zgufay Eina Kreva, Tmura Shmoy Nigeles, Tmura Zgufay Eina Nigeles, and Tmura Zgufay Chola Aldova Haroi Valdova Sheina Roy, Tmura Shmoy Eina Chola Ela Aldova Haroi Bilvan. Now Rashi here explains in Divar Maschel Tmura Zgufay that Tmura's Meister Behemoth is Chalon Abal Mum, while just like Meister itself the din is that it's Chalon Abal Mum. The Gemara Becharis Nun Zayin learns this from the Pasuk which says, Lo Yivaker Ben Toiv Lera. So too Rashi says the Tmura of Meister Behim also is Chalon Abal Mum. What nafkamina is there, Rashi says, if anyways it's Nechal B'mumoy, what difference does it make if the Tmura is Chal? The nafkamina is that Kedusha's Meister is Chal in Shla Yishchad B'itliz V'la Yishkal B'litra. Since it has Kedusha's Meister, one cannot be Noig with a Minig B'zayin, so even though it could be Nechal to the Bailim, still it cannot be treated B'ifim B'zayin. Tmura Shmai, however, in the next Rashi he explains, that raises the same as the Hakdosha of a regular carbon. Since the din of the Tmura Shmai is that it's Karev Shlomim, if the same way Shlomim cannot be Chal in a Kedusha Saguf if it's a Baal Mum at the time of the Hakdosha, so too Tmura Shmai. Now which Rashi explained, the reason why Tmura Sagufi can be Chal in a Baal Mum is because just like Meiser itself can be Chal, so too Tmura Meiser. If we take a look in Rabbeinu Gershom, he says differently. He says, Tmura Sagufi Chal al Dover Sha'in Roy le Karbin Kagoin Baal Mum, the Ksiv lo Yomer Oisei Toiv Bera. He quotes the Pasuk which is written in the general parasha of Tmura. And from here, this is the makar that Tmura can always be chal on a Baal Mum. From here is the makar that Tmura's Meister Behima also can be chal on a Baal Mum. So he doesn't say like Rashi that Tmura's Meister could be chal on a Baal Mum just like the original Meister itself. Rather, he brings the same pasuk which we know that a Tmura of every carbon can be chal on a Baal Mum. From there, we know Tmura's Meister as well. This really raises the kasha on Rashi. Why does Rashi have to come up with a new svara that the same way the original Meister could be chal on a Baal Mum, Tmura's Meister also can be? Why doesn't Rashi say simply like Rabbeinu Gershom that since the Tmur of every carbon could be Chal on a Baal Mum, the Tmur's Meiser can also? This kasha is raised by the Riskarov, and he explains that there would be svara to say that Tmur's Meiser would be different than the Tmur of other carbonis. Even though we see from the pasuk that the Tmur of other carbonis can be Chal on a Baal Mum, you would not know that Tmur's Meiser can also be Chal on a Baal Mum. And the svara would be that there's a basic difference between other carbonis and Meiser. Other carbonis, when they become a Baal Mum, so you have to be paid to them. By being paid to them, they're yotzel chun, and they could be nechal without bringing them as a carbon. Mashenkin meiser, once it has a mum, it doesn't even need pidyon. The bayim can eat it as if it was chulin. It does have certain dinim not to be mevazit, but it does not require any pidyon. Therefore, the Biskrov explains, you would think, the bishma if one does a tmura on meiser, so the tmura is chal, if afterwards it becomes a bal mum, so then at that point it will be nechal, just like the meiser itself. But to be maimer in the first place on a bal mum, since immediately when it becomes a tmura's meiser, it's nechal, as if it was chulin, the only consequences of this kedusha is that it cannot be treated with bizayin, or perhaps also that it's also begizah v'avida, which Rashi over here doesn't mention. Hakapan, perhaps he would have said there is no such thing as tmur being chal if this is the only repercussions of the kedusha. If Rashi has to say the same way the meiser itself in the first place is chal, even on a baal mum, even though it will be nechal now even without pidyon, still the kedusha could be chal. So too, as far as the tmura, the Kedusha could be Chal on a Baal Mum, even though it will be Necha right away, without a Pidyon. However, the Biskrov then continues on, and he says, the Chayr Rashi does not mean to say that this itself, that the original Meiser could be Chal on a Baal Mum, will be enough to tell us that the Tmur also could be Chal on a Baal Mum, and that we'd also need the Tziruf, the fact that we know that by other Karbonis, the Tmur could be Chal on a Baal Mum. Because since when he's Meimer from a Meiser onto another Karbon, he's being Makdish that Karbon, Derech Chal HaKadosha of Kedusha Seguf does not work on a Baal Mum. Now, if by Meister it is Chal, that's because it's the tenth, it's not the regular type of Hakdosha. So how would you know that Tmura's Meister, where he is being Makdash it, how can that be Chal on a Baal Mum? Elamai, that's learned from the fact that every carbon, the Tmura can be Chal on a Baal Mum. Hakdosha through Tmura is different than a regular Hakdosha. Hakdosha through Tmura can be Chal on a Baal Mum. So you need both factors together. You need firstly to know from other carbonis that when one is Meimer, it could be Chal even on a Baal Mum. And secondly, you need to know that even though by Meister, when the Kedusha is being Chal on a Baal Mum, it could be eaten right away without a pidyon, still the Kedusha can be Chal, so too Tmura's Meiser also could be Chal. Derechelik, you would learn from Meiser that Kedusha could be Chal on a Baal Mum, even in a situation where this can be Nechal without a pidyon. One could take a look further, and Chedusha agrees, he's Mayach more about this inyan. Now, I'll discuss one final point, and now Shib Shimon says that we learn from Meiser that only Dover Sheba B'chayva can have Tmura Mashenkin Dover Sheinu B'chayva, and the Gemara explains this is referring to Oilu Haba Min HaMeisres. The Gemara clarifies further, what does Rav Shimon hold? is a din of Meisris. If he holds Meisris the Nidvas Tibur Azli, then we know already that it's not Isa Tmur because ain't Tmur B'Tibur. The Masri of Shimon holds that Meisris is the Nidvas Yochid, and even though the one who holds that way is Rebbe Eliezer, and Rebbe Eliezer himself says that Oil HaBamin and Meisris is Isa Tmur, Rebbe Shimon Sovle Kavoset B'Chodo Poligole B'Chodo. He holds like Rebbe Eliezer that Meisris go Nidvas Yochid, but he does not agree to Rebbe Eliezer that they're Isa Tmur. Rather, Rebbe Shimon learns from Meisr has to be Dumut and Meisr, which is a Dover Rabba B'Chivo, Mashenkin Oil HaBamin and Meisris, that's not called Dover Shabba B'Chivo. There's an interesting kasha which is asked, and this is brought on the Sefer Marcheshes, in Chelik Beis, Simin Chof Ches, Ois Beis, as well as in the Chadushim from Menachem Bzemba and Simin Lamed Ches, they ask that according to the sheet of the Rambam that we discussed, the Rambam holds that Tzibur V'Shutfim, although the Tzmur is Nachal, but still there is a Chi of Malkus, it is B'chal the Isser, so the Gemara says that if Reb Shimon holds, Moises goes to Nidvas Tzibur, then you don't need a special din to tell us that Moises are not Oisa Tzmura. Either way, since they're carbon Tzibur, they're not Oisa Tzmura. The kasha is maybe you need this din to tell us that it's not even B'chal the Isser. If it was only beside the fact that it's a carbon tzibur, that would only be reason to say that the tzmur is nachal, but it would still be considered a maisa tzmur, and there would still be il malchus for being meimer. For that, you need this additional din to tell us that a dover she'ino ba b'chayvo, and it's not b'chal the parsha of tzmur at all, and there would not even be a chi of malchus. This is the kasha of the achroinim. Now it would seem that this kasha is not so simple to understand, because perhaps ein echanami, the same way the Rambam holds that tzibur v'shut from which we learn from maiser, it's only a mir nachalis tzmuro, but it is still considered a Maisa Tmur, and there's an Isser, maybe Ein Echanami, the Rambam would say the same thing is also true, when you learn from Maisa that has to be Davash Baba Chayva, excluding Davash Ein Baba Chayva, which is Oila Abamina Maisris, then also the Rambam would tell you that it's only the smite from the Chalais Tmura, but there would still be an Isser. These Echanim are assuming as a Davar Pashat, that if Davash Ein Baba Chayva would be the smite from Tmura, it would be the smite from the Isser Tmura as well, not like Tzibur Vashut, from which the Rambam understands are only the smite from the Chalais Tmura, but not from the Isser. And the way we explained previously, the Seder of the Rambam, that Tzibur V'Shutfim, only the smite from the Chalais Tmura, they are still B'chal the Isser Tmura, the Pshat is, that the meat of Tzibur V'Shutfim, the Rambam understood, is not a din mitzad the carbon, it's not the Pshat that that type of carbon, a carbon which is to be mechaper for Shutfim, or to be mechaper for the Tzibur, that Tzibur carbon is the smite from Tmura. If that was the case, then it would not be B'chal the Isser Tmura either. As we said, just like Menachis and Eifes, there it's Pasha that they don't have the Isser of Tmura either. If the meat of Tzibur V'Shutfim also was a din in the carbon, it would be pashut that they also don't have the Isser, and the Rambam understood that it's a din mitzad the Bailim, so we can understand that here also, if we have a limit which tells us that a davar she'ino ba b'chayv is not b'chal tzmura, also we understand that it's a meat mitzad the carbon. Once it's a meat mitzad the carbon, then it's the same as Eitfes and Menachos, there is no Isser of tzmura either. In Sefer Dvar Shol, in Simon Laman Hei Sifkat Anches, he says along these lines, that here even the Rambam would be maskim, davar she'ino ba b'chayv is a different type of kedusha. Just like Menachos and Eifus on this mind, because they're a different type of Kedusha, Davar She'ino Ba B'Chayv also, that would be the Mir, and therefore they would not be B'chal the Isser. This is how the Achrayim understood the Gedder of Davar She'ino Ba B'Chayv, that is the Din Mitzad the Carbon. But then again, the Kashrut would come back on the Rambam. What does the Gemara mean to say that if Reb Shimon would hold the Oila Baman and Moses would go to Nidvas Tibur, you wouldn't need this Din to tell us that it's not B'chal Tzmura, since anyhow it's a carbon of Tibur? The Kashrut was that according to the Rambam, if it was only this might because it's a carbon Tibur, then it would still be B'chal the Isser. Now that it's a davar she'ino ba b'chayva, it's mismait mitzad the din carbon, and then already it's not included in the Isser either. We'll leave this kasha b'tzara chiyun.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.